Good morning and welcome to our January 5th, first meeting of the year of 2026, Rules Committee meeting. I'm Supervisor Shimon Walton, your chair, joined by Vice Chair Supervisor Stephen Sherrill, as well as soon to be joined by President Mandelman. Today's clerk, of course, is Victor Young, and I want to thank Jamie Echeverry from SFGov TV for making sure that today's meeting is broadcasted and made available to the public. Mr. Clerk, do we have any announcements?
Yes, public comment will be taken on each item on this agenda. When your item of interest comes up and public comment is called, please line up to speak on your right. Alternatively, you may submit public comment in writing in either of the following ways. Email them to myself, the Rules Committee Clerk, at victor.young@sfgov.org. If you submit public comment via email, it will be included as part of the file. You may also send your written comments via U.S. mail to our office in City Hall, 1 Dr. Carlton B. Goodlett Place, room 244, San Francisco, California, 94102. Please make sure to silence all cell phones and electronic devices. Items that acted upon today are expected to appear on the Board of Supervisors' agenda of January 13, 2026, unless otherwise stated. That completes my initial announcements.
Thank you so much, Mr. Clerk. Would you please call item number one?
Item number one is a motion confirming the mayoral reappointment of Carmen Chu as city administrator for the five-year term beginning on the effective date of this motion pursuant to Charter Section 3.104.
Thank you, Mr. Clerk, and I would like to continue this item to our next Rules Committee meeting. There was a scheduling error, and of course, this is an important appointment, and we want to make sure that all parties are here and available to be here with us this morning. So before we entertain that motion, I'd like to go to public comment.
Yes, members of the public who wish to speak on this item should line up to speak at this time. Each speaker will be allowed 2 minutes. Are there any members of the public who would like to speak on item one? There are no speakers on item one.
Thank you. Seeing no speakers, public comment is now closed. And I'd like to move to continue this item to Monday, January 12th.
Yes, on the motion to continue the matter to Monday, January the 12th. Vice Chair Sherrill.
Aye.
Sherrill, aye. Member Mandelman.
Aye.
Mandelman, aye. Chair Walton.
Aye.
Walton, aye. That motion passes without objection.
Thank you. Motion carries. Mr. Clerk, please call item number two.
Item number two is a hearing to consider the appointment of two members, indefinite terms, to the Inclusionary Housing Technical Advisory Committee.
Thank you so much. I believe we have one representative here for this morning, and we are allowing up to 2 minutes to talk about yourself, why you want to serve. So do we have Saki Bailey here? Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning, President Mandelman and Supervisor Walton and Sherrill. So my name is Saki Bailey. I currently serve, is this working? As the Executive Director of the San Francisco Community Land Trust, I'm a licensed attorney, developer, and housing policy expert with over two decades of experience in the nonprofit sector. My background, I believe, aligns directly with the responsibilities of the Inclusionary Housing Technical Advisory Committee. I have extensive experience in evaluating housing project feasibility, including preparing and reviewing pro formas, working with lenders and public agencies, and assessing how affordability requirements and regulatory constraints affect project viability. In my current role, I oversee acquisitions, financing, and long-term stewardship of permanently affordable housing, which requires constant attention to feasibility, compliance, and long-term sustainability. I also currently serve on the board and credit committee of a community finance fund, where I review underwriting materials, assess project risk, and evaluate long-term financial sustainability, experience that I think closely parallels the analytical work involved in feasibility modeling. I also bring a strong legal and policy background. I have worked with local and state policymakers on housing legislation, advised on policy design, and authored multiple books and articles on property law, housing systems, and shared equity models, which require translating complex legal and economic frameworks into practical guidance. For example, I currently serve on the advisory committee of SB 555, a bill that commissioned a state study led by HCD and the Turner Center on social housing, on which I serve for three committees: housing finance, limited equity housing cooperatives, and resident governance. I'm interested in this appointment because I believe the triennial economic feasibility analysis is essential to assuring that San Francisco's inclusionary housing requirements remain both financially workable and effective in producing affordable housing, thereby advancing housing equity for those most marginalized San Franciscans. If appointed, my goal would be to contribute practical, grounded insight to the technical analysis while supporting rigorous and transparent evaluation of market conditions. I have regularly participated in technical advisory boards, bodies and policy working groups and would be prepared, engaged, and collaborative in this endeavor. Thank you so much for your consideration.
Thank you so much, Ms. Bailey. Supervisor Mandelman.
Thank you, Chair Walton. I just want to thank Ms. Bailey for putting her name in for this seat and for the work she's been doing at the Land Trust. I know we're benefiting from it in District 8, and I think we're seeing the benefits citywide. There are not, unfortunately, enough public dollars for affordable housing, and the Land Trust has been successful in maximizing private dollars for that effort. And so I'm a big fan and glad to see you stepping forward. So thank you.
Thank you so much. And we appreciate so much your support of our work in your district.
Thank you. And seeing no other speakers, we will call for public comment on this item.
Yes, members of the public who wish to speak on this item should line up to speak at this time. Each speaker will be allowed 2 minutes. Are there any members of the public who would like to speak on this matter? There are no speakers at this time.
Thank you. Seeing no speakers, public comment is now closed. And I do want to thank both candidates for stepping up and being willing to serve. As President Mandelman stated, we definitely have work to do in terms of garnering resources for housing, and both candidates have major expertise in the area of finance and making sure that we get responsible housing built. So I am going to make a motion to appoint Saki Bailey to seat one with the residency waiver and Tiffany Bohe to seat two.
Yes, on that motion.
Before believe. Motion, see President Mandelman.
Thank you, Chair Walton. I'm totally happy to vote for Tiffany Bohe as well. She is apparently on her way, but it's fine to go ahead and vote for her, I think.
Thank you so much. Mr. Clerk.
Yes, on that motion, Vice Chair Sherrill. Sherrill, aye. Member Mandelman.
Aye.
Mandelman, aye. Chair Walton.
Aye.
Walton, aye. That motion passes without objection.
Thank you. Motion carries. Mr. Clerk, do we have any more items this morning?
That completes our agenda for today.
Thank you so much. We are adjourned.